And now we turn our attention to an interesting subject, emigration. Have you ever considered living abroad, particularly in the UK, which is a popular destination for many, and for obvious reasons, it presents all sorts of challenges, not the least of which is all the admin and the technical requirements. It can be a nightmare. Emigrating, even going on a holiday, can be extremely difficult. But that's why I thought it would be very interesting for us to chat to a professional whose business it is to help you relocate to the UK. And with me in the studio is Richard Oudendaal, obviously originally South African Richard, I would imagine from the surname, but now ensconced in the UK, but with one foot on the continent and one foot across the puddle on the island. How did that come about?
Well, I was originally born in the UK, funny enough, and grew up in South Africa. Parents were both South African, and have been living in the UK most of my adult life from the age of 19, so just over 30 years now. So, yeah, I think like a lot of South Africans, at the age of 19, I went off backpacking with £110 and a one-way ticket back a long time ago.
Things have changed. I think back in the day, it was expected, I think, if one had a yen to travel, you could do that. But it's very much more difficult now because of visa requirements, security issues, money. But still, with South Africa being... there are reasons, and we won't need to go into them, why especially young people are looking at greener pastures possibly, and the UK tends to be a kind of first choice for many because, well, especially English-speaking South Africans, although there's lots of other first language speakers from South Africa that make their way across, but it's a familiar territory. You've seen the comics, you've watched the movies, seen the TV series, you feel it's kind of a second home in a sense. Is that the case?
Absolutely. I think the UK, and especially from my own experience, my own lived experience, I've lived in several countries myself over the years, and I find from my experience and from other people I've met, thousands of South Africans I've met over the years that have made the journey, moving to an English-speaking country is far easier than moving somewhere where you don't actually speak the language. And obviously the other massive benefit for the UK for anyone coming from anywhere is the pound obviously is incredibly strong, so the earning potential is really good.
Absolutely. And what was it that inspired you to start a business helping South Africans relocate to the UK? I notice it's not emigrate, it's relocate.
Absolutely. So what inspired me to start relocate to the UK was the fact that over the years, last 30 years, I've met so many South Africans that arrive in the UK, and the vast majority of them don't end up doing what they originally set out to do in terms of work. Their life end up, generally speaking, being very, very different to what they expected. And when South Africans arrive, or anyone arrives in the UK, or even the other way around, when you arrive in a new country, for example, to find accommodation, to rent property, to get a vehicle on finance, to set up a new life is incredibly challenging when you don't, for example, have a credit status somewhere. In fact, I've actually found the opposite coming to back to SA recently. So I spend half my time here in SA, very, very happy to be doing that. Really miss my people, to be honest. So incredibly happy to be back and spending my time here. But I find that when people go to the UK, there's several pinch points that they find incredibly difficult to navigate.
So what services do you offer?
So we offer a variety of relocation services. We can offer our clients the entire relocation package, which would be, for example, help with logistics, visas, passports, then moving on to accommodation, which is one of the biggest pinch points is you arrive and you're not credit worthy. In the UK at the moment, there are 3 million too few homes for the amount of people. So you'll find that at every viewing for a rental, there are 150 applicants. And agents will take the people who tick all the boxes.
And you help tick the boxes.
Absolutely. So we have mechanisms that we can help. So, for example, a South African family very quickly will arrive having to pay, hypothetically, on a 12-month lease, a year's rent in advance, which could be in excess of 400,000 rand for a two-bedroom apartment.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
So what chance does a young person have of qualifying?
Yeah, so incredibly difficult for a young person or even families coming to the UK from abroad. I'll give you an example. My daughter, eldest daughter, recently went to rent a property. She went to 37 viewings before she was accepted on a property. And that's UK bred and born and bred with immaculate credit and all the right references. That's how difficult it is. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm battling now to see the attraction.
Yeah,
but I presume there are some.
Absolutely.
What is the biggest benefit of making the move?
The biggest benefit of making the move, I think, for people is the financial stability, depending on who you are, where you come from. So no two families and no two people have the same requirements or the same motivations. I have a mantra, earn north, live south, to be honest. That's something I've developed over the years. It's a learnt experience. And I think when you can get that balance right, I think it's very, very good. You know, obviously, South Africa is an amazing country with the most beautiful people I've ever come across, and I've traveled everywhere. But, there's certain pinch points to life in SA for certain people, depending on your background and where you live and how you live, that the UK maybe can give people a little bit more stability from maybe a financial point of view or maybe just lifestyle. I'm not sure. Let me take the lifestyle one back because South African lifestyle can't be beaten.
Now, Richard, what service do you offer that gives you that, you know, there's the whole marketing buzzword, the USP, unique selling point, but we'd like to turn that around and say it's now UPS, unique problem solving. If you've got a unique problem that you can solve that makes your company pop, what would that be?
Okay, so I think our unique and number one selling point is the fact that we're able to offer funding for families. I think the number one thing I hear is that people find the affordability factor a real issue.
Let's just unpack that. When you say you offer funding, how, yes, in what form?
Okay, so we are able to spread the cost of relocation for families that meet certain criteria. In a nutshell, that criteria is we look at people's financial stability in South Africa with the mindset that if people pay their bills here, they'll pay their bills in the UK.
Ah, so in that sense, you're prepared to fund the investment, so to speak, and with a repayment plan to suit both parties, it's a winner.
That's it, yeah. So we are able to offer funding packages for people that meet the criteria. And we will fund up to 50% of the relocation costs. So, for example, quick example, we have a lot of people that really want to take their pets, but it's not affordable. Well, if we can help you fund 50% of your package, all of a sudden you can afford to take your pets along.
Well, there it is.
Absolutely.
But what would you say to anyone that's torn between the decision to take a look at the UK as an option and take your chances in South Africa? What is your honest advice?
My honest advice would be that the UK has a lot to offer. There is no such thing as utopia. There's no country in the world. I've lived quite a few places. I've traveled a lot. Everywhere has its yin and its yang. And it depends on what someone's looking for. But the UK has, it's incredibly, first world, the pound is incredibly incredibly strong currency that you can take anywhere. So I find a lot of people move to the UK. It's very central. You can go anywhere from the UK and you can take your pounds anywhere. I think that's from the people I've spoken to, I'd say 95% of the people are looking for financial stability. Mm. I'd say that's the first and foremost thing.
And clearly the global economy is a fast shifting, difficult to predict animal. Global politics we've all got political challenges, shall we say. And there are all sorts of rumor mongers in the world that are telling people all sorts of things about the Third World War is coming. You don't want to be anywhere near. I presume you've got a better angle because you've got a foot in both camps. What is your view? Is it safe?
I think the UK is incredibly safe statistically. If you look at the stats, I hear it a lot when I'm in SA. I hear a lot of call it rumors that are based on assumption about the UK and some of the challenges it's going through. And make no mistake, there are challenges. But I think we are shifting massively. The world is changing. The world has changed.
And it will change again and again and again, but absolutely, that's the nature of the beast.
Absolutely.
The point is, you have one life as far as I'm aware. There might be others to come, but that's another subject for another day. But right now, you've got a life to live, and if you're thinking of living it large and looking at options abroad, particularly in the UK, well, you might want to have a chat to Richard Urdendal and his organization that is dedicated to helping you to relocate to the UK. So anyone listening to this wanting more information, particularly wanting to talk to you because everyone's needs are different, how would they do that?
Well, they can get a hold of us via our website, which is relocatetotheuk.co.za or .co.uk. We have contact forms on the website or call us. And we'd love to have a chat. We offer initial free consultations where we can run through all your pinch points, etc. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
Everything begins with a little inquiry, and if it takes you further, well, the journey begins. My very special guest, Richard Urdendal from Relocate to the UK. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm glad that you have a foot in both camps. It makes it so convenient then for all of our listeners.
Absolutely. Their life utopia.
Absolutely.